Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, the Super Bowl is set as Championship Sunday is now in the books. It will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles playing in the Super Bowl 2 weeks from now. But there was a bit of controversy when it actually came to the NFC Championship. Now, the Eagles, they just dominated the 49ers. I was actually wrong. I actually picked against both teams that are actually in the Super Bowl. I thought that the 49ers would actually win that game, but they got dominated. They got blasted. I mean, it was a complete wipeout. Brock Purdy got hurt. Did not look very good for the 49ers in that game, and they just got destroyed. However, the Philadelphia Eagles are a team in the NFC East. Now, I truly do believe that pretty much every team that plays in that division is a rival with the other team. I mean, that's probably the best rivalries in football probably is in the NFC East. When you think of Cowboys and Redskins, not the Commanders, Cowboys and Giants, Cowboys and Eagles, every single game is a rivalry game. And there is no way in the world that any of these teams would actually support the other team, you know, especially like their cities. Can you imagine the city of Dallas showing any support whatsoever for the Eagles? It would never, ever happen. It would not happen. The fans would not go for it. That would be just complete chaos and a whole bunch of backlash if that ever happened. Well, it seems like a iconic New York City skyscraper is catching a bunch of heat right now because they crossed a line that I didn't even see coming. But let's go ahead and get into this, guys. On Fox News, Empire State Building lights up green to support Eagles and creates firestorm. You are dead to me. Yeah, you read that correct, folks. The Empire State Building in New York City, one of the most iconic buildings in the world, lit up green for the Eagles. That just sounds blasphemous to me that that happened. But it did, and they did not hide it. I can't imagine this happening in Dallas, a Dallas building lining up for any team in the NFC East. No other team in general, that wouldn't happen anyway for any team. I mean, when you talk about Dallas, you're talking about Cowboys country. When you're talking about New York, I'm thinking mainly the Giants. Now, granted, the Giants and the Jets, they don't actually technically play. Even in the state of New York, they play in New Jersey. But still, that is Giants country right there. It's Giants country. But the Empire State Building thought this was a pretty good idea. Let's go ahead and read this, guys. The Empire State Building in the heart of New York City lit up green on Sunday night to show support for the Philadelphia Eagles after the team won the NFC Championship and clinched a spot in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 57, by the way. I can't believe it's been 57 Super Bowls now. The notion that one of the most iconic buildings in the world, with the New York Giants and New York Jets playing in their backyard, would light up green to support a rival didn't sit well with some football fans. The backlash immediately began on social media. And look at this. The Empire State Building actually tweeted this out. Fly at Eagles, fly. We're going green and white in honor of the Eagles NFC Championship victory. Are you serious? Are you serious? They actually did that. I'm not a Eagles fan, not a Giants fan, not a Jets fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. I probably would actually stop being a fan of the Cowboys if something like this actually happened in Dallas. Well, it wouldn't be directly the Cowboys' fault, but you guys get the point right there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
NYC Sanitation, whose colors are also green and white, they tweeted this out. For anyone who finds this as treacherous, traitorous, and unforgivable as we do, just pretend it's green and white for New York's Strongest. We take out the trash every day, and next year, that'll include the Eagles. So even New York Sanitation is trashing this right here. And the New York Giants actually tweet out, I'm just here for the comments. I'm pretty sure somebody needs to bring back the Michael Jackson eating his popcorn. I like that meme. I really do. Jeff Eisenband. Every New Yorker seeing this. I'm going to play this here. We don't need the sound. But look at that. The coach getting fired up and mad at the ref. Right. That's funny. Brady Quinn. Why? Mina Kimes, did y'all lose a bet? Maybe they did. What? What is this? Tony Gervino. And if the Giants had beaten the Niners today, Philadelphia would be flying their flags at half mast. Same energy there. Let's see. I don't even know what that one is. Clay Travis tweets out, I would love to know how this decision was made, and also how it's possible no New York City sports fans were consulted on this decision to keep this from happening in the first place. Nick Mangold, you are dead to me. So the Empire State Building has now been canceled by at least one Twitter user right there. Unbelievable. Let's see here. This wouldn't have happened if the Empire State Building was on Long Island. Man. Wow. I'm stunned by this. I am stunned by this. Wait a minute. What is this right here? They're showing. Wait a minute. I think they just trolling right here. Because they end up putting out, that hurt us more than it hurt you. We're now lit for the Chiefs in honor of their AFC championship win. Did they really do that, or were they just trolling? Let's see here. Things didn't get better for the social media team after the Empire State Building account tweeted that it changed its color red to support the Kansas City Chiefs, who defeated the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC championship. Did that really happen, or did they actually just, put that out there, photoshopped it or something? I believe they were probably just catching a lot of heat, and they just decided, you know what? We need to try to salvage this. Inside Hoops, NYC already traded you to Philadelphia. Your buildings is in Rittenhouse Square now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pretty nice part of town. You'll be fine. Thank you for acknowledging the pain and then gaslighting us again. Stop right there. Man, the Empire State Building, man. I can't believe they did this, but they went there. They did it. They crossed a line that definitely should not be crossed, man. New York sports fans, man, they're pretty brutal. They're pretty brutal over there. I mean, how would you guys actually feel if your city or your favorite sports team actually did this, something similar? I mean, I'm pretty sure there would be a lot of heat. The Empire State Building, man. Man, I think they're going to get canceled. Cancel culture is definitely coming for the Empire State Building. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, and we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.